let the dogs out?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is. It's Friday, and it's Frisky Friday. In the house today, we have my friend Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. And is it Pretty Patty that's with you? Is that right?
Yes, Pretty Patty.
I love it when they bring in the dogs and the cats right from the shelters or from Humane Society. It's a busy Friday. God bless you for coming in. She came rushing in. I was like, oh, no. These people are busy, and they need our help. They need our donations. So tell us what's happening with the Humane Society, Mary, and how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Meg?
I'm happy it's Friday. I'm just going to be honest. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Me
right?
too. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. I don't know why exactly, but, you know, it just has.
I just remember driving to work on Monday going, wow, it's Monday. This is cool. And now today it was like, oh, okay, it's Friday. What the heck? What happened there?
What happened to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
I'm an alternate universe here.
Exactly. Well, I imagine with the influx of animals that y'all have every day, there's never a day where you walk in and go, ho-hum.
No.
There's nothing to do here.
Absolutely not.
It's not exactly a desk job.
No, it is not.
So talk about a typical day for Mary at the Humane Society and tell us what you do and what it's like there, because I can't even imagine. I mean, right now I understand from all the folks that work in the shelter community that we are overcrowded. We have everybody's at capacity, lots of need for fosters. But what's the day like for you? Because you just started when? About six?
March.
Okay, mm-hmm. March.
So, you know, I'm not, I don't work in the actual shelter health, you know, care,
right.
But I am in the same building. So mm-hmm. you can hear everything. I was going to say, do you want to hear about a day when we have a husky in the kennel, or do you want to hear about a day when we just have a ton of puppies? So when the husky's in there, he starts a wooing and everybody, and it can be very loud sometimes.
Oh,
but I've really quickly learned to tune it out. It's kind of like when you live near the airport mm-hmm. and you hear the planes coming, and people are like, "How can you live there?"
Yeah,
but you don't hear it anymore.
Or train track this nearby.
Yeah, train track down anymore. On scenic highway.
Yeah,
I'm like, how do they live there? But you know,
wow.
But no, it's pretty much, you know, our staff meets first thing in the morning, and they all kind of catch up with what's going on with everybody. I usually do a walkthrough mm-hmm. in the morning at least once a day, really just once a day, because I had to kind of put myself on restriction from that for a little while.
I know, I've known Mary for a while.
Apparently.
And I told her I could never do. I mean, I want to even volunteer there, but I'm so afraid I'm going to walk out with six dogs. Really?
In the beginning, it was really hard.
Yeah.
I've gotten a little more used to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did she go?
Pretty.
I have Pretty Patty with me. She is.
What kind of dog is she?
Well, she's a mutt. I see a little bit of black mouth cur in her. I had a black mouth cur, so it looks a little bit like that. But she came to us as a transfer. Occasionally, other shelters like Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Crestview will call us and say, hey, we've got, you know, some animals here if you guys want to bring some over. She came to us with 9 2-week-old puppies.
Oh
my God.
Nine?
All, yes.
She doesn't look big enough to carry around
nine
puppies.
She
Seriously.
Had nine. And so they're the SpongeBob crew. And
she's looking right at me.
And I don't know how they come up with these names. I need to ask them. But like we just adopted out all of the board games. So like yesterday was Jenga, and Jenga's gone now.
That's a great dog name though.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you've got SpongeBob and Patrick and you know, all these she's Pretty Patty. So yeah.
Well, she is pretty.
She was a transfer and she just quit nursing. She just stopped nursing. So now she is she was spayed on Tuesday and she's mm-hmm. available for adoption.
Fantastic.
You go to our website, PensacolaHumane.org, and we keep it very current because it integrates with our shelter software. And all the animals we have for adoption are on there, and it's very current.
Okay, so if I was interested, and I can go to your website, about how many animals do y'all have at the shelter right now?
Probably about 99. In
wow.
fact, we had keep in mind, we have a lot of fosters,
mm-hmm.
so that just because the kennels aren't full
right.
doesn't mean that we don't have those animals. It's just that, you know,
they're outside,
they're fostered out. We do have to keep some space open because
mm-hmm.
if those fosters bring them back for some reason, we got to have a place, obviously.
Well, and then the new animals that are brought in too each day.
We have a moratorium.
Oh.
I need to see if it's been lifted, but as of a couple of days ago, we were not taking any more animals.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Not right now.
Right. Okay. But yeah. You do partner with some of the other shelters in
we
town.
Do.
And y'all kind of go back and forth, is my understanding.
And I think a lot of them are at capacity right
now,
too.
That's what I've heard.
It's been insane.
So we need your help. And if you're interested in fostering, what would we have to do? What is that? When you say foster, what does that mean exactly?
It means that you can take an animal to your home,
mm-hmm.
and you can take them for a night, you can take them for a day, a weekend, or a month. And we have several that, you know, are long-term fosters. And we give you every single thing you need to take care of that animal. A lot of our animals, or a lot of our fosters are foster to adopt right now, meaning they take them home to foster them, but these animals still need something, like maybe some heartworm treatment still, or they've got a medical issue, or they still need to be spayed or neutered.
So they're not quite ready to be adopted.
Yeah, they stay in foster status until that's all complete, and then they do the official adoption. And then, of course, then we just have the regular fosters. And so if you ever hear foster fail, I learned this term.
I know.
You know, this is shelter talk. if you hear foster fail, that means somebody took a dog home or a cat to foster, and they kept them forever.
Yeah, so. I would have that right after my name. You know how his doctor has MD? It would be FF, foster fail candidate. Because I don't think I could do it.
It
honestly.
Almost happened to me. I've only fostered once, and I'm maybe that's not for me.
I'm not sure I could do it.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a question that's already come in.
Okay.
So if you do have a question for Mary about the Pensacola Humane Society or animals or fosters, any of the above topics, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is a pretty common question. We have a kitten we found who we have up to date on shots and vet visit, but the landlord doesn't allow pets. How do we find a good home? What are some steps they could take?
Okay, through us, what you would do is go to the website and go to the tab that says, I think, resources and then rehoming.
Okay.
So basically, you have an animal and you want to find another home for it.
This happens a lot in our community with military transfers and things like that, so this is not unusual.
Yeah. We do not take animals, like if you want to bring an animal to the shelter, you can't just come and drop it off with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do an intake process, make sure that, find out what the needs are, if there's any. We have to do testing, all that stuff before we actually intake. One sick animal can take out, you know.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah. So you go to the rehoming form, you submit your interest, you give the details about the animal, and then we get back in touch with you within a few business days.
Mm-hmm.
We set up an intake appointment where you bring the animal in at a certain time, and we, you know, do the stuff we need to do to see if, to evaluate. And if we take the animal, which most times we do, then you can surrender them.
Okay, that's great advice. What's your website?
It's PensacolaHumane.org.
And then where are you located in the hours?
Okay, so we are on Q Street, 5 North Q Street, and that is near the intersection of Pace and Garden.
Mm-hmm.
We're back there behind the fire station, the training station there. Our hours are Monday is 11 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday is 10 to 4, Thursdays we're open till 6, 10 to 6.
A little bit later so folks can stop by after work.
We just started doing that.
Which is great.
A few months ago, and it's been pretty successful.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You're frustrated when you can't get there quite in time.
I know,
so
and
that's
so,
good.
Yeah, so we did a little research on that, and that's what we're doing. So it's only one night right now, but
okay.
Last night was crazy.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That tells you a lot.
Yeah.
And then Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday is 10 to 2, and we're closed on
Sundays. Okay, talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. Pretty Patty is here with us. So if you want to see a picture of Pretty, I'm assuming there's one on the website for Pretty Patty.
Oh, yeah, she's on our website
so you can
for
check
adoption.
It out there.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
You're listening to Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Pep Talk. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. In the house today, we have our friend from Pensacola Humane Society, Mary McClellan. She's their VP of Development, and she has a little person, well, I shouldn't say person, a little being with her.
They're all little people.
I know. It was a Freudian slip there on my part. But the Pretty Patty is here. She's got the sweetest face. Just had 9 babies.
9 babies. She came to us when her babies were 2 weeks old.
Wow.
And that's when I learned you're not really supposed to go in the kennel and kiss on little puppies. Because apparently you know, newsflash, they have lots of germs all over them for obvious reasons.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so, I would never wish. Yeah, that would.
You don't want to do that.
Okay. Well,
I learned that.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, ask me how I know.
Well, tell us. We've got some few minutes here. Tell us what's going on and what we can look forward to with the Humane Society this fall.
Right. So I just had a meeting this morning about Barktoberfest, which is
such a fun event.
A fun event at Seville Square. Free family fun. This year is going to be on a Saturday, October 18th. From 10 to 4, we are going to have such a great time this year. One of the things we changed, if you've been in the past, is Fountain Park, which is just south of Seville Square.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I knew what you meant.
That's going to be it's going to be a kid activity and dog zone.
Right.
So that's where we'll have lots of kid activities. We're going to have games and adoption tents as well.
So we
just decided to do that. So what I'm doing right now is I'm really pushing hard for sponsorships, and that's one of the things that we're gonna, you know, try to put out there is sponsoring the kid and dog zone.
Excellent. Well, that'd be a great thing if your business name, I mean, you're fond of animals and you want to show your support to the Humane Society.
Put you on the sign.
So they would contact you.
Uh-huh.
And this is for Barktoberfest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's a big thing right now that we're working on.
What is the price range on your sponsorships?
Our sponsorships, well, we have the Pensacola Ice Flyers will be presenting it again this year.
Excellent.
For the third year in a row, which is very generous. So that is sold. But from there, it goes from $5,000 down to $500.
Okay.
And then if you want to just be a vendor, then it's $175.
Oh, great. Okay.
But you can go to the website and get all the information there.
Okay. That's great. And what's the website again?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
Yeah. All right. Well, I saw something that popped up on my phone this morning, an event coming up, and it's called the New Leash on Life Multi-Rescue Dog Adoption Event, coming up on September 7th, Sunday from 11 to 4 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center out there on Mobile Highway. Everybody that we have on the show, I looked and I went, oh my goodness, we've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Pensacola Humane Society, Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, and about 8 more rescues in our area that are going to be participating. Escambia, right down there. This is awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun.
Mark your calendar for that September 7th, 11 to 4.
Right, right.
Very cool.
And we keep our events on the website pretty current. So you can go to the main homepage and scroll down and you'll see the events that are coming up.
Okay, and you have a Facebook and social media pages too?
Oh, yeah. It's all Pensacola Humane.
Okay, Pensacola Humane. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm listening in my car. I want to help out. What could I do to help out?
There's so many ways, but mostly volunteering is one way. There's all kinds of things you can do, whether with the animals or laundry or, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fostering is huge. We really need fosters right now. Go to the website, go to How to Help, and scroll down to Foster and fill out a foster form, and then we get back in touch with you. You can even walk in as well and talk to them about it. Donating, of course. And by that, I mean, you know, supplies and things like that. We are in need of sheets and towels right now.
Okay. So if you're wrapping up the summer and you're a person that just either throws away the towels or donates the towels, donate them to the Humane Society.
Yes, please do. And then, of course, sponsor one of our events would be great. And for that, you know, we have incentive levels. So you do get some you know, something a little bit back for what you offer us. And, you know, there's also things like holding a fundraiser. If you are familiar with one of the breweries in town, you know, one of the bars, have them do a spirit night for us, you know, where they do a little, you know, dedicate it to us.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways you can help.
Oh, that's great. Now, do you have a wish list on, say, Amazon or Chewy or any of those websites?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you're at the stoplight right now and you're thinking, I want to help.
Yeah.
Stop. Open up your phone.
And it's on there. It's on our site.
Click on that wish list.
Yeah.
You can buy something right then.
Yes.
And then it'll be on their doorstep tomorrow, which is awesome.
When I left today, we were having our pet pantry, and that's where people can come and get, you know, free food.
Oh, talk about that.
So going to be, from now on, it'll be the second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
And they come in, they get free food. That food comes from people who, you know, donate food to us.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if you are going through tough times economically and you want to take care of your pets, you can get a little help with the food. That's amazing. That's fantastic. I love
that. You just show up and, you know.
Okay, well, we're talking with Mary from the Pensacola Humane Society. We're going to take a quick break here, but if you've got a question, there's still time left at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, chatting here with Mary about dogs and all the upcoming events. And I got totally distracted because Pretty Patty is now, was very shy when she first walked into the studio. Now she's got her little paws up on top of the desk here. I think she wants to say something because she's trying to get to the microphone, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Should have seen me driving her over here.
I know. She's as cute as she can
be. In the front seat.
I love dogs. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But we have talked a lot about dogs. But you can also adopt cats as well, correct?
Yes, you can.
So how many cats do y'all have now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. We went through a huge influx of kittens, and and a lot of them are fostered out. But as far as, you know, adult cats, when I went in the room last night, there were maybe five or six on site.
Oh, wow.
But a lot are in foster.
Okay.
Whatever's available is on the website.
So you can see their pictures and a little description and their names and everything. So that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Well, do it this weekend if you get a chance. There's no harm in browsing.
Right.
No harm in taking a
look. That's right.
But good luck with that because I can't. Because I want to adopt every single one.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention before we go today, Mary?
One thing I did want to mention that, you know, you're talking about how, ways to help. If you have a civic organization or Rotary or, you know, a women's club or even your business, we can always come and talk about the Humane Society. We can bring an animal or two with us.
That's great because they're always looking for presentations for those, you know, weekly luncheons and stuff.
Yes. So, you know, just call us and let us know.
Okay. And Mary's a good speaker. She could do a good
presentation. Yeah, well, Blake, our CEO, is getting better and better. He hasn't done much before now, so he's really, really, he does a great job.
He does good on the radio show when he's here.
He does.
Yeah, he just is fine. It's great. So we're talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. You guys do so much to help our community, help the dog population and cat population. There's so much happening right now. All the shelters are at capacity. So if you get a chance, even if you can't adopt, be a foster. I mean, that's something that you could do it for a couple days, a couple weeks. You don't have to make a huge commitment, but it helps them out so much, especially for the animals to get them out of the cages. Because it's kind of stressful when you think about it, when you have 90 dogs barking all at once.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I mean, that's got to be stressful.
It's a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You know, think about it, you know, from your own standpoint.
Yeah.
One good night's sleep, you know, kind of negates several that aren't.
Do you let people come and take dogs for walks, too, just to get them out of the shelter?
Absolutely.
Is that available?
Doggies day out. You can come in for the day, or you can just take them for volunteer. You need to sign up to volunteer, obviously, and that's on our website, too.
Okay.
So you be a volunteer, and you can come walk the dogs and whatever.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing, too. I love it. Yeah. All right. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we have Pensacola Humane Society here today. We haven't had too many questions coming in. I guess people are getting ready for Friday. And
probably,
But there's lots of events coming up. We've got some adoption events. There's a couple this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know, where do they go to find out exactly
they
where
can
to go?
To our website, PensacolaHumane.org, and on the homepage, just scroll down a little bit and you'll see where we're going to be.
And then on the Facebook page, you post a lot of the adoptees.
Yep.
You do that.
A lot of stuff, yeah. And right now, you know, we post our needs, things like that. So.
Okay, well, you've got your chance right now. It's Friday. Go ahead and click on one of those websites and send some food or donations there, and find out by going to PensacolaHumane.org. Mary, thanks so much for
being
here. Thank you, Pretty Patty, for being here with us this morning.